633-600-KCOL. Good morning, Tim McCarthy, Jennifer Morgan, and we are talking about doctors Googling their patients for treatment ideas, for finding out what their lifestyle's like, and other information that you might not be telling your doctor, who can find out on their own. And we got Dr. Elaine Ferguson on the phone with us, who's going to be talking to us.
We do, and her website is Dr. Elaine, DrElaine.com. And her book is Super Healing, Engaging Your Mind, Body, and Spirit to Create Optimal Health and Well-Being. Good morning, Dr. Ferguson.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. We heard you got a little snow out there in Chicago.
We've got about 5 feet on the ground.
5 feet?
Seriously?
Seriously,
oh my
yeah,
gosh.
It snowed every week since the first of the year.
Oh, that's something.
So it's beautiful.
Well, good. I'm glad you could make it and join us this morning because we've got a very interesting topic here, I think. We were talking earlier, just before we called you, about doctors who are Googling information on treatment for their patients or Googling their patients to get information that they think could be helpful in the treatment of that. And, you know, when I was talking to you yesterday, you sounded a little surprised by that. Were you?
Yeah, I was a bit surprised, but not really. I was surprised that to the extent that it's hard to keep up with everything, I will be honest, in terms of medical breakthroughs. So I can understand a doctor Googling for information. I was surprised about a doctor Googling to make a diagnosis. That was what surprised me the most.
Well, the article that I found this morning in the New York Times was by a doctor who says, you know, he knows doctors that do it all the time. It's kind of become part of the new generation of doctors, I would suppose. Mm-hmm. And he says, to me, the only legitimate reason to search for a patient's online footprint is if there is a safety issue. But he says, to gather personal information that patients don't want to share with their physicians, then it's absolutely the wrong thing to do. But the question is then, for the physician, what constitutes a safety issue? I mean, the patient may not think it's a safety issue, but the doctor would know it's a safety issue. So there seems to be a fine line there between what needs to be revealed and what doesn't need to be revealed.
Absolutely, Tim. I would agree with that. I have not ever Googled a patient to find out information about him or her, because the core of modern medicine and of medicine since time immemorial is the doctor-patient relationship and establishing a sense of trust and communication as well as understanding with the patient and for the patient. So if you don't trust your patient, then that person doesn't need to be your patient. That's my personal feeling.
Do you think it would be wise, though, if maybe there was a question of where some medical condition might be stemming, and to maybe look on their Facebook or just Google them, and hypothetically, let's say they were partying all weekend, that would help a doctor maybe know that there's a liver problem? Or do you think it could help?
Possibly it could, but as I said, if you don't have a relationship where the patient feels comfortable with revealing critical information to you, then that's not good. And finding it on Facebook and confronting the patient with it, I think, would make it even more difficult or more challenging. So I don't see the benefit in it. If you have a liver condition, that's going to show up in your laboratory test. Now, the cause of it is another issue. So I'm not comfortable with Facebooking my patients, quite honestly. I have the thought that that's too much information. I want the patient to feel comfortable.
Dr. Elaine Ferguson is our guest here. We're going to continue this conversation as soon as we get back from the break, Doctor, so hang on the line for a second.
Okay.
It's 6:43, Tuesday morning. Jennifer Morgan, Tim McCarthy with Dr. Elaine Ferguson on the phone with us. And Dr. Elaine Ferguson, just so everyone will know, is an Ivy League trained physician. She is the senior medical director for the U.S. Postal Service in the Great Lakes area. And she has a book out called Super Healing, Engaging Your Mind, Body, and Spirit to Create Optimal Health and Well-Being. And that's really what you're all about, right, Doctor?
Oh, yes, absolutely, Tim. I love to help people improve their health. That's my calling and my passion.
So we've just to kind of wrap up the whole Googling information thing, we're kind of, I think, at a point where we're saying, look, it's an individual thing. I think, anyway. Maybe if you're okay with your doctor doing that with you, then great, because it's probably going to happen anyway. And if it helps in your treatment, then great.
I would agree with that. And I think it's something that if a person has a concern about, they should have a conversation with their doctor and ask him or her, are you Googling me? Because I think it's a matter of trust and having confidence in that doctor. And if you don't want him to do it, then they shouldn't do it.
Yeah, the whole thing about actually having a doctor and a patient talk to each other, that's kind of a big deal, and technology can't really make that available. So it's always good to talk to your doctor about this kind of thing.
Absolutely. When I was in medical school, I was taught that if you really can talk to your patient and have a good conversation and develop a good relationship with your patient, that is the key to the medical history. And you can make diagnosis from getting a good history far better than technology affords, quite honestly.
Well, there you go then. All right, now let's talk about the current state of the healthcare industry. You say that the healthcare industry today encourages us to be passive consumers who wait for new technologies and medicines to take away our side effects and the side effects of our poor lifestyles. And that it's time that someone shared this health information to the doctors won't tell you, and that's what you do. So let me ask you something. Why technology-based medicine, why is it killing us while information on the best lifestyle choices is being withheld?
That's a great question, Tim. I think there are many reasons. As you read, we're not encouraged to be healthier, to take charge of our health. We've been taught, especially since World War II, that the technological advances will take care of everything. There'll be a new drug or a new diagnostic or a new surgery. They'll take care of whatever's going on with your body, when that's not quite the case. Modern medicine has made wonderful breakthroughs, so don't get me wrong, in terms of acute illnesses, trauma, it's fantastic. But in terms of treating chronic illnesses, we have fallen short. As you know, we have an epidemic of just about everything you can think of in terms of heart disease, cancer, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. And those are lifestyle diseases, and we know that. But we don't focus on helping patients to change their lifestyle, because that takes time, and mm-hmm. It's sometimes easier just to give a drug. Plus, there's really no incentive for us to do that, and a lot of physicians don't have access or don't know about this information. I learned about it because I was determined to focus on health, and I started, you know, going to the medical journals and finding things that were just amazing to me that's not reported in mainstream media to the public.
So you're talking about things like emotional factors, psychological factors, environmental factors, even spiritual factors, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, Tim. Yes, our lifestyle is so important. How we live on a day-to-day basis is much more significant than having access to health care, and most people don't know that.
Well, we were talking yesterday on the program about health, and especially when it comes to our kids and keeping them healthy, and how the whole nutrition idea that we're operating under right now is not necessarily working to our benefit. And when we come back from break, we want to open up the phone lines for people to call in and talk with us at 866-888-5449. You can ask questions about the doctors Googling our information, or you can ask Dr. Ferguson something about her super healing book. Anything you've got in mind, we want you to give us a call at 866-888-5449.
Good morning to everyone there. I have a question about, you know, now that I'm older, I never dreamed I would have a situation like this. I was always active, I still am. But I'm considering hip surgery because my hip is killing me. And when I Googled hip replacement, and they have another one that's called hip resurfacing. I'm very interested in knowing if you have any ideas on that.
Well, I don't know a lot about hip surgery or hip replacement because I'm not an orthopedic surgeon, but I do know hip resurfacing is probably an alternative I would consider if I was making the recommendation to a patient or for myself, primarily because it's not as traumatic as the hip replacement is. Hip replacement involves actually cutting the bone and removing it and replacing it with the metal hip. But the resurfacing actually, resurfaces the hip surface, that's the socket part, so the movement is less painful, et cetera, and it's much less traumatic to the patient, and the recovery time is much faster.
Thanks for the question. I have actually a question for you. The caller brought up a good question for me. She Googled it. Are there good websites that we can go to trustingly get some medical advice, not diagnosis, but advice?
That is a good question. It's hard to give medical advice on the internet. So normally, I don't know of any sites that really gives good advice, because that requires taking a history, reviewing the information in terms of laboratory and diagnostic, other diagnostics. So I don't know of any good medical advice sites, quite honestly. I know of good information sites such as WebMD, but I don't know of a site that actually gives medical advice.
So basically what you're saying is, if your doctor ever says to you, I Googled what you have and here's what I'm going to do now for you, walk away.
absolutely. You want a doctor that talks to you and that really listens. That's so important. And one of the reasons, Tim, I think doctors are Googling is because we are so busy and time is of the essence, and doctors don't have time to talk to patients as they did probably 30, 40, 50 years ago.
So this is a time saver, you're saying?
Absolutely, because of the way that medicine is now reimbursing doctors. Most doctors, in terms of family practice, I'm talking about surgeons or other specialties, but primary care, you can rarely spend on a follow-up visit more than 15, 20 minutes with a patient.
Yeah.
And that normally isn't enough time.
Yeah. Well, listen, before we run out of time here, I wanted to mention your book again. It's called Super Healing, Engaging Your Mind, Body, and Spirit to Create Optimal Health and Well-Being. Give us a little description of what's in this book that we can look forward to.
Well, Tim, I wrote this book because there's so much research now that shows the power of the mind, how stress causes these chronic illnesses that we have, or plays a big part in it. And there's so much research that shows how changing your lifestyle, eating properly, taking care of yourself emotionally, and also being involved with your spirituality impacts your health in a positive way. And I wanted to share that information with people to let them know that you don't have to get sick and you can take charge of your health.
Okay, Dr. Elaine Ferguson, she has got a book called Super Healing, Engaging Your Mind, Body, Spirit to Create Optimal Health and Well-Being. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim and Jennifer. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
bye-bye.
By the way, her website is Dr. Elaine, DrElaine.com. So you can check it out there.